Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Mem Hei, Simen Tes. And we mentioned at the end of last year that some Pesukim suggest the idea of saying a bracha out loud. And by doing so, we're being mitzi the individuals who are joining us, and they will be yetzer chiyuv to say a bracha in that way. Okay, so there are a few points we need to talk about. First of all, some of them will not know to answer amen. Is the lack of amen a problem? So the halacha is that the lack of amen is not a problem. That a person who hears a bracha is yetzer with a bracha with shemei ka'ona, whether he says amen or not. Obviously, there's a halacha to say answer amen. Number one. Number two, answering amen, Chazal say, is greater than the mevorach because there's an act of affirmation that he's doing, even though sometimes he's not necessarily the recipient of the blessing. The Rishon blessed Reuven, and Reuven is thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for what the Rishon gave him, and Shimon saying that's wonderful. So that's a chashivas. Even more so, the Prima Gadim says when you say amen, you're saying that you agree and you affirm what the person just said is true, so that in some way you're adding to and connecting to the bracha. So that definitely is important, but even if a person does not answer amen, a person still yotzer bracha. Now, there isn't the one who's saying the bracha has intent to include and all of the people who need to hear the brachas. He's being mitzi them. He has intent to help them fulfill their obligation through his bracha. But the listeners are not knowledgeable. They don't know that the bracha is that they have to have kavanah to be yotze. They don't understand that concept, etc. So how do we deal with that? So it's interesting. This halacha that you have to have kavana to be yotze, it seems to be it's halacha in the rules of Shemei Ka'ona, that this concept that I can share your words as if I said it, only as if you have intent to include me and I have intent to be included. So somehow through this thought process that we have, that we end up sharing the words, and therefore I can use your words to fulfill my obligation. And there is an opinion, the Rashba brings such an opinion. The Ran at the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah brings such an opinion. However, the Ran brings another opinion, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch understands it. This goes into the general rule of mitzvah svichos kavanah. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's not enough to do the mitzvah, but you have to do it with intent that you're doing this because Hashem commanded to do so, because there's a command to do it. So this goes under that general rubric. So the Magen Avraham in Simen Samuch, where the Shulchan Aruch brings these two opinions, whether we hold mitzvah Srichas Kavanah or mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavanah, to Machlokas in the Gemara, to Machlokas how we paskin. So the Shulchan Aruch brings that two opinions, whether you mitzvah Srichas Kavanah or not, and you can only fulfill your obligation of a mitzvah if you're thinking l'shem mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvah shichas kavanah. So if a person would do a mitzvah without kavanah to do the mitzvah, he's aware of what he's doing, he's aware of his act, but he's not aware of the command, he's not thinking about, he's putting on tefillin, let's say, for example. Why? Because he wants to put the boxes on his arms. He's blowing the shofar, the Gemara says. He loves the sound of the shofar. It's so exciting and so beautiful. He just loves that sound. And he's a musician, and he just floats away on the sound of the shofar. He's not yet to the mitzvah. He blew the kerlis perfectly. He did it with intent to blow the kerlis. It didn't just happen to come out. But he didn't do it with the shei mitzvah. So we pass the mitzvah shichas kavanah. However, the Magen Avraham says that's only by the derisus. But mitzvah derabanan, we pass in the mitzvah ain shichas kavanah. So if I do something which the chachamim required of me, even if I do it not the shei mitzvah, the halacha is, I'm still going to be yotze the mitzvah. So, over here, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef understands the din of mitzvah srichas kavanah is a concept of mitzvah of the din of having kavanah to be yotze is halacha mitzvah srichas kavanah. We pass them by their abundance, mitzvah ain srichas kavanah. So even if the people involved don't have kavanah, So they could be yotze, but the brachas are rabbanon. The Gross says that the pshat in that Magen Avraham is because of the suffix. So we in the case of suffix by rabbanon, you can be mekel, which means it's not lechatchila. So obviously, any person who's doing any mitzvah rabbanon should stop and think he's doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. But in regards to this concept of the leads in the Bidiyavah, that a person can be yotze with a bracha without having kavanah to be yotze, that is still possible. Ramesh raises a question, and maybe this is even better than the person saying the bracha himself, because the person who's saying a bracha himself is not necessarily, doesn't believe in Hashem. So when he says bracha to Hashem, those words mean nothing to him. So Ramesh says it could be you're not yotze the bracha at all. When a person does that, is the bracha benapikaris, is that called a bracha? Given that most people nowadays are not apikaris, at least that some of them claim that they are, but when I say the bracha and I am a maimon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I do have the correct kavanah when I say the bracha, that I'm talking to Hashem and talking about Hashem. So then that's what the person heard. The person heard my bracha, and my bracha was an appropriate bracha. So it might be even better, this etzah of having the person hear it, even without intent to be yotze, just happen automatically, unless the person would declare, I refuse, and I do not want to be yotze with your bracha. Then it wouldn't work. It doesn't work against his will. But that would be an etzah. So you have a meal, and you announce to everybody who's over, even though it's not a kirv situation, but we're first going to say grace. I'm going to say in Hebrew, I'm going to be saying the blessing, and if you can, you should answer amen, etc. But the Maaseh, you said it, everybody heard it, and that would be sufficient. Have a good day.